Live in studio, we've got State Representative Paul Opsomer.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing well.
All right. What's going on today? I know that you're going to be in session. I also know that the Senate is reconsidering pension changes. You believe the House is going to be deliberating?
Well, the House passed a version of reforming teacher retirement, and the Senate did earlier in the spring. I think we'll be getting together today to see if we can kind of come to an agreement on what that might look like and if we can get this moving forward. It will save schools a tremendous amount of money. Tony, as you know, we have about a $45 billion unfunded liability when it comes to teacher retirement.
This is complicated, isn't it?
It's very complicated. That's one reason it's taken a while to move forward. And as we were talking during the break, it's difficult to find, I'll say, honest numbers. What is the real deal when it comes to the numbers? It looks like the Senate Fiscal Agency put together a series of numbers of the return we get on investments. You had a talk about the emergency financial manager earlier this morning, and oftentimes local units of government overestimate their income. And we do with retirements, we overestimate the income we think we'll earn on the investment, which then minimizes the amount of money we have to put into it over time. And we think we've got a very good, honest estimate from the Senate Fiscal Agency that'll allow us to come together and make an agreement.
We have a family friend who is a teacher, and she tells us she got into the teaching business because she loves it, but she also thought that she would get more out of it in the end than she is now. We were promised this. We were going to get this. It's always been that way. And now they're pulling the rug out from underneath us.
She's right. She was promised an awful lot of things by people who meant well and made those promises, I think, in good conscience. The problem right now is the return on that investment that people thought would be 7 or 8% a year has been 2%. We haven't fully funded that in past legislatures. If we don't do some type of a reform when she needs that health benefit the most, perhaps 20 years from now, she won't have anything at all.
Anything else on the docket in the House today?
Health exchanges, we're going to begin talking about today. We're going to look at, should we move forward with that? We had some hearings. I do sit on the Health Policy Committee. Last year, we had some more hearings in July and August. None of the answers have changed from last year, and those answers have all been, to almost all the questions, we don't know yet.
Well, we got to figure out something, because doesn't Michigan need an alternative?
Well, we're looking at that. Currently, when you ask how much will the health exchange cost, the answer is we don't know. I ask, can you give me a ballpark figure? Is it under $50 million? Is it over $50 million? And the answer is we don't know. My analogy that I use in committee, Tony, was like Mr. and Mrs. Connolly sitting in a brand new home with their real estate agent, and the real estate agent saying, and this is what we're going to be asked to do today, to allocate $9.8 million as a down payment on your home as you're standing there. And you ask the real estate agent, what's the cost of the house? And his response is, we don't know. But make your down payment, Tony, and we'll deal with that later. So then you ask, well, what's the size of the lot? Where are the lot lines? What am I actually buying here? And again, the answer is, we don't know. But you make your down payment, and we'll deal with that later.
Well, Congress didn't have a problem with that. Why should we here in the state of Michigan?
Because we're more fiscally astute. We ask fiscal questions, and we want answers to those before we move forward.
I know that you're heavily involved with infrastructure here in the state of Michigan. We constantly hear complaints about the infrastructure. Where do we stand from your perspective?
Well, we've approved the budget. MDOT, you know, will again spend $3.4 billion on infrastructure within the state of Michigan. We are looking at increasing the amount of revenue for infrastructure. I don't think we're going to finish that project this term, but I think the very first part of next year, probably by March, that'll be a major topic of discussion.
All right. Now, the Michigan, before we get to that, first of all, where are we? From what I understand, a new tunnel is in the works. Is there going to be a new tunnel from Detroit to Windsor in the short term? And I understand an existing tunnel was going to be turned into one for a train traffic.
There currently is a rail tunnel under the Detroit River. The plan or the hope is they're searching for the money. They're hoping to use federal dollars to bore basically a second rail tunnel and then turn the existing rail tunnel into a truck tunnel. They're still working on that. There hasn't been any concrete decisions yet on that.
All right. Something that I saw coming at the last Mackinac Center for Public Policy, the policy conference on Mackinac Island, not this last time, but the year before, from all the information I was gathering, there was going to be a new bridge built from Detroit to Canada. I knew it was going to happen.
Okay. Yeah, you've always said you were on that.
Just as a journalist observing the information that I was mm-hmm. consuming. A lot of people didn't believe that, but I did. And it looks like it's going to move forward. But I keep seeing Matty Maroon's commercial saying that taxpayers are going to be liable for some of the expenses. What do you know?
The governor has signed a memorandum of agreement, I think, to move forward on a new bridge. There is a ballot initiative. If the ballot initiative is on the November ballot, voters will be asked to make that decision and allow voters to decide whether there should be a new bridge. That would supersede anything the governor has done. Is there going to be tax money in a new bridge? If I was going to take a guess down the road, absolutely.
Why? How?
Because of the numbers. If you look at the numbers and people using the crossing right now, it's down about 40%, and that's Michigan Department of Transportation numbers. There's no study that shows those numbers are going to increase to the levels necessary to pay for the cost of a new bridge, the interest payment on the bonds, the community benefit programs that are being placed on top of the cost of the bridge, plus the operational cost.
So the governor's wrong?
I think he's wrong on that issue, absolutely.
And getting back to the health exchange issues, as far as Michigan is concerned, I had asked you the last time we talked to come in so we could really dive into this. From what I understand, many other states already have programs in place, and your response was?
Very few states have an actual program in place. Most states are doing what I would like to do here in the House, and that is wait. Every question we ask the administration, the hospitals, the doctors, and the insurance companies, in committee hearings last year and just this past summer, the answers have basically been, we don't know yet. And when we ask, well, when are you going to find out? They say the federal government is telling them soon. But we don't know the answer. We don't know the difference between a state-run health exchange and a federally-run health exchange. When you ask what types of items will we have control over, the answer is we don't know. Will the federal government have to approve those items that the state does have control over? The answer is we think so. What's it going to cost again? We don't know. How long could we run this through a private sector? Can we privatize this? The answer is, well, we could, but we're not pursuing that avenue at all.
When are we going to have answers to those questions?
The honest truth is we don't know. Now, a good example, Real ID was something that was passed back in 2002. And the federal government came up with all these new regulations, and our former Secretary of State spent $38 million on new technology because we thought this was something that was going to be forced on by the federal government. And they started putting off the deadlines. Now the new deadline for Real ID is we don't know. But yet we have this technology sitting in a closet. It's now obsolete, and we'll never use it.
All right, let's talk about that in just a few moments. We need to take another break. We have been talking with State Representative Paul Opsomer about the health exchange in regards to Michigan, and he made an analogy regarding some software and hardware, these readers that the state has, and I believe it's hardware. How much is that, and what's it currently doing, and what are we waiting?
Well, the state spent $38 million trying to get ahead of the ball game in the federal government when it came to the Real ID initiative that they started after 9/11, and that has been postponed numerous times, and now it's postponed indefinitely because of the complexities with the program and lack of support from the states for the program. And my concern is, and the reason I mention that, Tony, is here in this situation also, you mentioned during the break that you're having a hard time getting your arms around it. Well, everyone is, including the administration, because there are no answers yet. And my comment to the speaker and to my caucus today will be, let's wait, because I think our options are actually better if we wait until we get a clearer picture from Washington as to what the health exchange will actually look like.
So there's $38 million as opposed to being put on a road somewhere, put back into schools. It was put on hardware that's sitting in a warehouse somewhere.
Let's be more specific and blunt. It was wasted.
Let's talk about the health exchange from a physical sense. Ed McLaren, who is with the McLaren Health Plan, has told us that they've been preparing, but they learn more and more every day. They do the best they can, but here's an entity that's going to be using this, and they're not sure yet.
Exactly. When I used the analogy in committee about the house, Tony, and you standing asking for the price of the house, the healthcare industry and the hospitals were laughing in the committee room saying, yes, Representative, you are correct. We absolutely have no idea what this is going to look like yet, but they are in a tough spot. So is the administration. You know, how do we get ready for something that we don't know what it is? Okay, and they've been working on this. This was passed in the spring of 2009. Federal government has had three solid years to begin putting together a lot of the information for this, and yet they still have not done that.
Whose job is it to clarify that?
Well, that would be the federal government. They passed the law. Health and Human Services is implementing, quote, the program, and yet they still don't have clear direction as to what it'll look like.
Do we have knowledge of who's in charge of this? Are they making progress?
The answer we always get in committee is when we ask questions and they say, we don't know, we ask, well, when you will you know? And the answer is soon. Now, I heard that last year in committee. And so this year when Representative Gail Haynes, the chair, had more committee meetings, we said, is it soon now? And the answer is no, soon hasn't arrived yet. When is soon going to get here? We don't know.
What we keep hearing is that the state of Michigan will be fined millions and millions of dollars if a policy isn't in place, or at least we're not in a place where we can use
the
federal plan.
There's a lot of fear-mongering, and that fear is always, well, Tony, if you do something now, the state can run it. If not, the federal government will run it. Well, one, that's not true. We don't even know what the state can do. We don't know what a state-run exchange, what authority will have if we actually put something together. And if we allow the federal government to come in and run it, we can actually, through a conversion, take that back into the future. So there's still a lot of options available. Most states are currently doing the same thing we're suggesting in the House, and that is let's move a little bit slower. Let's let them define what this is going to look like before we move forward and start spending money.
So we're helpless.
I think we're waiting. We're not helpless. We're waiting. State of New York is moving forward. They spent $10 million on the first phase. Then they went back and spent another $47 million on the first phase, additional. And then they went back and started spending an additional $95 million on just the first phase. And they still are not complete and still don't know how much more money they'll spend.
What's the first phase?
The first phase is the it's not the implementation, it's the planning phase for the whole program. They're still going to have to go out and implement the program and buy their hardware. So that's why we're concerned, because we don't know what percentage of that we're going to end up paying. Currently, Uncle Sam is saying, oh, no, we'll pick up the entire tab.
It seems like we could have just looked across the border at our neighbors in Canada and see how they went about this.
And I've talked to a couple of doctors who said France has a program similar to this that's working pretty well. And I think there are models we could go out and look at. But for some reason, people don't want to do that. They always want to start something from scratch.
All right. Your term's wrapping up.
The reason I got a suit on is I got to start looking for a job, sir.
You got to finally get a job.
Yeah.
Your thoughts over the tenure that you've been in office.
Oh, it's the most challenging yet rewarding job I think anyone could ever have. You learn a tremendous amount. You meet some great people. You know, some of my best friends will be state representatives, both Republicans and Democrats.
What could you have done better?
Good question. Probably try to get up to speed a little bit faster with term limits. The first term, that first 2 years, is really a buzzsaw. You're just, you know, learning every day. Your mind is jammed. And it's like if I mentioned to Maria Ostrander on my staff back in 2007, if you say something to me on this ear, there's something leaking out on the other side. Your head is full. You're maxed out.
Is there something you wish you would accomplish that you didn't have time to do?
Not yet. I might be able to answer that better in December. I've got three or four bills that I really hope go through between now and Christmas.
All right. Thanks so much for your
time.
Tony,
thank you, sir.